Once in a Blue Moon by Eileen Googe. Narrated by Julie Briskman.
To my sister Patty, who lives by the sea. Those who inspire in us the greatest affection are not always those for whom we have the highest regard. From Horace by George Sand. Prologue. Reno, Nevada, 1981. The first time Carrie Ann disappeared was only the warning shot, as it turned out. Lindsay was fixing them something to eat and looked up from scraping scrambled eggs onto their plates to ask Carrie Ann if she wanted ketchup with hers, only to find the folding chair in which her 3-year-old sister had been sitting just moments before, swinging her small feet in their dirty pink keds back and forth, in that annoying way of hers that caused the chair's hollow aluminum frame to squeak like a rusty hinge. Empty. The only indication that she'd been there were her stubby crayons, strewn over the tabletop next to the open Washoe County Yellow Pages, where she'd been coloring an ad for pet supplies, a cartoon dog begging for treats. It was as if she'd vanished into thin air, Tabitha playing games on Bewitched.
Carrie Ann?
Lindsay kept her voice low so as not to wake their mom. Crystal's shift ended when most people were getting up to go to work. Often she didn't get home until the sky was light, and then she would sleep straight through until the following evening. Crystal's one ironclad rule was that she not be disturbed during those hours.
Damn it, Linz, I bust my ass for a few lousy dollar bills off the craps tables, and I'm supposed to wipe your snotty...